Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. It is the Instant Match Reaction Show. I am Paul Machin. That man right there is Chris Page. Jack Liverpool beat Midgetland.
Thanks, mate.
I'm like,
I can't hear you. It's the noise cancelling headphones I've got in.
There we go. The COVID ear. Liverpool beat Midgetland 2-0.
Look at this side typing.
The beautiful thing about this game, Chris, and we don't know this right now because we're still recovering from what was a pretty, pretty dire game of football at times, is that we won't remember this when we're looking back on the season, when we're looking back on however Liverpool's season went down. No one will ever talk about this game again, other than maybe... You might look back on Jota scoring Liverpool's 10,000th goal of all time.
Even that's fucking overspoken about, isn't it? No one, like, the amount of people I've heard today say in different situations, well, who scored the other landmark goals? It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. And what matters to me is that Jota's managed to score three goals for us so far.
I had Ross researching that, by the way, but carry on.
Did you really? There you go. But I don't think it matters because no one cares. Oh, yeah. Otherwise, if it mattered, you'd know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... But Jota scored three goals in his Liverpool career so far, and that's what matters. And I was saying on the player rating show, but when I went back and looked at Jota and his goals from Wolves last season, I kept seeing time and time again, I think I said it to you at the time, he's always in space at the back stick, like a Maxi Rodriguez, except much closer to the goal, and he found himself in that position again tonight.
Yep.
And he looked so much more dangerous on that left-hand side second half for me.
Yep.
You know, I think the attack was pretty poor, and I don't really think we ever gave them a chance. It seems to be 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes up front, see if it works. And it never really did. And the midfield and the attack just weren't good enough tonight. And, you know, yes, that's down to Jürgen and his team selection, but also it's more than just tonight's game we were playing for there. Mm-hmm. You know, you're planning for the weekend. You're planning for a big game against Atalanta next week as well. So it's understandable, but it's no less disappointing for it being understandable.
This feels to me like very much like the kind of game where in any normal world, we wouldn't really have much to say about this. There's not loads to say about it, you know. I mean, there's plenty we can talk, and we can. What I mean is, we can drill into the individual performance, which we're not going to do in this show. We'll be done on the final word show tomorrow. It's what I'm kind of saying at the top. It's just a solid win in the Champions League. I suppose that, like, we don't normally win our opening two games of the Champions League. We've set ourselves up there. I was talking about last week about 12 points is guaranteed last 16. Guaranteed last 16. Well, we're halfway there, and this result and performance and all that is provided. The context of this is provided by the weekend game at West Ham. If Salah, Firmino, and Mane all come in, and even Jota play, and we play well, and they play well, and we score goals, and we play good football, and we get 3 points, or regardless, if we just get 3 points, it's not who's asked. Because this is just, it's a fucking results game at the moment. We see, look how crazy the results are. Look at Real Madrid and Real Madrid start in the Champions League. Look at Man City start in the Premier League. And tell me that we're meant to be upset by not putting perfect performances out. It doesn't wash with me.
No, but I think for me, you know, there's disappointments in the performances that we saw from some players that really should have been knocking on the door there tonight, Paul. And, you know, I think other than Diogo Jota from the front players, you're not thinking... That for me, there's a chance for Minamino to go, all right, people think Bobby's in poor form. Now it's time to knock on the door and say, boss, yeah, I'm ready. That performance from Minamino didn't suggest to me that he was ready to put Bobby under any pressure. What it did suggest is maybe you can play Salah in the nine if you're concerned, and maybe you can play Jota on the left and Mane on the right, because we're getting an end product out of him at the moment.
Well, let's do the Minamino thing, because I'm seeing loads of talk about him in the comments live now. that what you're saying is right. That performance today didn't make me think he's ready to start ahead of Bobby Firmino. But a week ago, we were talking about 60 poor minutes from Bobby Firmino, 30 really good minutes from Minamino, and saying Minamino might actually be a much better option. Then Firmino scores at the weekend, and Firmino then puts in a poor performance, and now it's all shifted. It's like we've got a squad, and some players are up, and some players are down, and some players are better than others. Firmino's better than Takumi Minamino, he is. And until the point where he's not good enough to be at Liverpool, and that's the point we'll know that he's had all we're going to get out of him, kind of thing. Bobby Firmino's world class and Takumi Minamino isn't. Does that mean that that's always so? No, absolutely not. It just feels like this is just as the wind's blowing at the moment. I think I've seen a lot of discussion between the Origi performance and Minamino performance. And even, like, I can't be arsed going in on Divock Origi for two reasons. We said before the game, we've seen all we're ever going to see out of Divock. And that doesn't mean he can't maintain the brilliant level that he was at. He can't get back to that and still be really useful for us. It just means that we know Divock inside and out. We've had him a very long time. He's been at this club for years now. And we've seen a lot of different things from him, but we know he's a known entity. Minamino's still not. Minamino is still a lad who's still adapting, who's still getting better, still coming into this team. And I've seen enough positive things from Minamino that I know that there's more to come. Because I've seen more from him already. But on the Divock thing, also, anyone who's looking to slide Divock Origi off hasn't played. You know, he's not even made the bench at the weekend. Like, and he's come in and played in this game, and he has struggled, and he has looked a bit off. He actually looked a bit better for 15 minutes playing centre forward when he was holding the ball up and being quite strong. I could see a little bit more of what he was. It's just a game of footy.
No, yeah, I think, you know, I'm not saying that I'm saying that Minamino's not good enough to be a Liverpool second. I don't think you're suggesting that I am either.
No, I'm just referencing other reactions.
But what I am disappointed in is that he's not been able to kick on from that cameo last week. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's down to a few factors, to be honest with you. I just think that playing that front three in the way that they played and switching them every 5 minutes didn't really give any of them the platform to shine. And it wasn't until it settled down second half and Jota went back over to the left where you actually saw more of what he's about.
Change of formation as well. Minamino's just spent 6 months learning how to play in a 4-3-3 and we've changed it to a 4-2-3-1. I mean, again, these shouldn't matter because good players shine. Jota's ended up shining. But people are going on about that just because, again, I feel like I'm using this as a platform to bash all the Liverpool players. The performance was crap today. We had one shot on target in the whole game. This counted a penalty, which obviously doesn't really count. Jota was fine. Jota wasn't brilliant in that game. He scores a goal, which is all important. He does the thing that you want people to come on the pitch and do. And if Taki Minamino scores, I think it papers over a lot of sins in his performance.
Should have done as well.
Yeah, maybe. He, not as much as Bobby Firmino.
I mean, tell you what, if Minamino's might have been harder to miss than Bobby's,
yeah,
if he gets his foot on the ball.
Yeah.
That's the problem, isn't it? The cross from Trent. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking 3 yards out or whatever. He just misses the ball.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby's is unforgivable as well, because he's not pressured.
Yeah.
It's right to him. So different. I think both really easy chances for strikers.
I think Minamino probably finishes the Firmino chance. He's just, it seems a little bit more that way inclined from what I've seen of him. But again, it doesn't matter. It's a mad situation where, again, and it's just sensing the mood, you know what I mean, around the moment, which is never great at the moment because everyone's mood's fucked. But it's fine. You know, it's a game, I think, where you've got to look at it. It's not a game that stands on its own. It's a Champions League group game plonked in amongst an intensive period of Premier League football where we've preferenced the Premier League games. We play Ajax. Again, obviously, this on paper, by seedings, our toughest opponents in this group so far. And we've got the best lads out for 60 minutes, and then we pull them off for an entire half an hour because we're trying to make sure that we're ready for Sheffield United. This game, we almost do the flip reverse. It's 30 minutes for Salah and Mane. It's 15 for Bobby Firmino in this because we're trying to get them ready for Aston Villa. For West Ham, Claret and Blue. That gives you the context of what this is all about. Not only that, though, we've just won 2-0. You know, yeah. Not vintage.
No, but the pessimists are like, well, they probably should have scored at the end when after Bobby's miss and it's 1-0 and stuff. And, you know, there's things there where you can't say that was a good performance. And we're not trying to suggest that it was a good performance. Liverpool have done what they needed to do there. They've got 3 points.
We should be sitting back and laughing and smiling about it, is kind of my point on this.
But everyone's pissed off because we've got another injury for a fucking centre-half. Yeah. He's not even a centre-half.
Yeah, well,
and it all goes back to the summer of not signing a centre-half when everybody thought that we needed to sign a centre-half. And
I mean,
look, it is what it is, but you can still be pissed off about it, Paul.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying... But that's a different point, isn't it? You know what I mean? I don't think that's... You can be annoyed at things that are happening in the game, but we've just...
But all those things lead into something else. Your mood is always... Yeah. And how you view it is all part and parcel. So when Fabinho goes down injured and you're like, fucking hell, that does skew the way you look at things.
Yeah, I think it's seen as causality and it for a variety of factors all leading towards something as though... Yeah, if we want to play in the Champions League, it means you've got to play more games of football. And if you play games of football, your players are more likely to get injured playing games of football because they're playing more games of football.
What the people in the comments, I think, and what you're probably referring to is they're thinking, and I'm not suggesting that this is right, by the way. I'm not suggesting it's wrong either. They're thinking, God, we should have battered them. Because we should have battered them, even with that side. That side should have gone out there and put 4 goals in, but we didn't put a performance in. And the lads who should be vying for a spot in the first team didn't put a performance in. That's disappointing, whichever way you cut it. When you've got the likes of, you know, Jota on there, who wasn't brilliant but gets a goal. You've got the likes of Minamino, you've got the likes of Divock Origi. We know they can all play better than that, and they didn't. Why is that?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Who knows?
That's what people are saying. That's why they're disappointed.
Yeah,
well, because they know that those players can put in... We saw Minamino put in a better 30 minutes last week than he did in 60 this week.
You know, you're right. But this is it with everything. It's like... Shrug. What do we want? We want to put
5-0 wins every week.
No, exactly. 5-0 wins and perfect performances every week. Well, shit. Liverpool haven't won the first two fucking group games before, and we've gone on and fucking won the Champions League a couple of times. What normally happens at this time of the season is we drop points in the Champions League, and then maybe we draw in the Premier League. We're struggling.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because you've got to view these games as banks of games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's very difficult to do that when you're talking about individual games. Mm-hmm. Now, if Liverpool put in a disjointed performance at the weekend, then you look back and go, well, we should have played the fucking first team. If Liverpool put in a great performance at the weekend, you look back and go, wasn't that perfect? That's a better 3 points for us winning at the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
So they all go hand in hand.
But what I think's funny is people going, we should have been battering them. You know, if they were a better team, they'd have battered us. You can't say that.
Well, Klopp wouldn't have played that side.
Exactly. And this is the thing. This is my kind of point all over on this. And, you know, it's like going in fucking circles. People can feel how they want to feel about things. We've just won a game of football 2-0. And again, I can't predict how people are feeling. But if people are annoyed or whatever, I can say unequivocally, even though I shouldn't be able to, you won't be bothered by this game or this performance or this result. But it's people. I think there's just people, and it's generally just it's late at night, and it's about all these kind of other things that filter into, and maybe losing Fabinho, maybe all these other things. They're seen as negative trends. It's seen as winning, but for me, it's always winning a game of football largely equals good,
yeah.
particularly at this stage of the season, particularly all the things that's going on.
Winning three on the bounce, good. Yeah. And we've won three on the bounce since the Van Dijk injury. We should have won that game against Everton as well.
We've had, and it's just some of these things are true for all football clubs, but you know, whatever. Limited pre-season. A lot of our first team players didn't have any pre-season at all due to injuries and whatever, so we're managing all that. We've had catastrophic injury to our best player or our joint best player in Virgil van Dijk out for the season. So we've been putting a makeshift defence out. Our goalie, best goalie in the world, has been out for a couple of games as well. So we've had our backup goalie who no one's confident in this. We got beat 7-2 by Aston Villa. 7-2. And yet right now we are top of the Champions League group and we're joint top of the Premier League at the moment. So forgive me if it falls on deaf ears, people's complaints that Minamino's not a perfect Bobby replacement now, 6 games into the season, 8 games all told or whatever, you know, and everything isn't running smoothly when we're actually almost as well off as we were this time last year. You know, yes, we lost one more game than we had at this time last year, but points-wise, we're roughly in the same position in the league. We're actually better off in the Champions League than we were. Look, it's early doors, isn't it? I mean, you know and I know. There's loads more to come from this team. Everyone's going to have good games and everyone's going to have bad games. You'd rather your second-string team that you're putting out has a bad game and wins than any, you know,
tell
than
you what
any
I'd
other
rather
circumstance.
Have. A second single scene that doesn't need the first teamers to be played.
Yeah.
That's what I'd rather have. I'd rather have the front three, the Mane, the Salah.
What's the only way for that to happen, then?
Well, they've got to perform better on the pitch.
Well, they've got to play, first and foremost. You've got to actually put them into games.
Yeah, lads have had 3, 4, 5 appearances so far this season, haven't they?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, Divock Origi's the one outlier there where he's not really played at all, and you can totally understand that. Again, I think it all comes down to the formation and the way that the players play. I don't think the midfield looked particularly good with Shaqiri, although he probably plays the ball of the game. I mean, that ball is absolutely
half,
unbelievable. He's much better second half. That ball for Trent is absolutely world-class. Like. And again, I just think the front three, maybe they just needed a little bit more time in their positions.
Yeah.
And had they had maybe a better midfield behind them, they'd maybe been able to go and play a little bit better. But again, Klopp's decided quite clearly, I think, there that Hendo's going to get 45 and Wijnaldum's going to get 45.
Oh, and he said it. Yeah, he literally come out and said it. That was the plan. And Henderson has to stay on, and Klopp said, it's the situation, you've got to stay strong. It was a pre-planned thing to change the
over. And that's trust in his players as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's trust. Because it would have been quite easy to think, oh, you know what, maybe I will. But he knows what he needs to do, because that proves to me more than anything that game is less important to Jürgen than the weekend's game.
The point that needs to be made on all this, They got beat 4-0 last week. That would have been a bit embarrassing. You know, the Danish champions, they've had a decent start to the season, all told. You're not, you know, there's no shit teams in the Champions League. We do this and we like to be dismissive of various football teams. They played quite well tonight. I thought they defended resolutely. I thought they got men back behind the ball when they needed to. They were very physical, too physical in some ways. They were a bit nasty with it, which again, we'd be loving if we were the underdogs going up against it. You know, we're going 3-4 years ago, you go into Barcelona and you're like, go ahead, just kick shit out of it. I don't care if you get a booking for booting Messi in the leg. You'd be laughing your head off at it and you'd be made up with it. They played well, they defended well. And you come up against a team where they're a team. Doesn't matter at what level they're at. And they're obviously at a decent level because they're playing Champions League football regardless. And there's plenty of other teams that, you know, get into that and don't get whatever. We're playing a disjointed front three that hasn't put all front three from four that certainly hasn't, you know, if they've played a game together, great, they've played a game together. And you're at Anfield where you've not got to. I mean, remember we beat Red Star comfortably, but we played in a mad atmosphere where they didn't have any fans in the ground, and it was a really shit atmosphere as a result, and the game was just a bit of a non-entity as a result. That's one of those games where a big crowd behind them G's them on, and maybe we do go and kick the shit out of them, whereas you've got a bunch of lads who don't really know each other in and out, don't really know how they play, against a team that's come in and defend them resolutely and don't have a crowd on their backs in stopping them do what they do. We're going to find fucking Maggie's. Our understanding of football, we're still applying our, however many years we've been watching football, we're applying this to whatever the fuck it is we're watching at the moment.
You said it right at the beginning, Paul. It's a results business, and that's what we've got. That's what we've walked away with tonight.
Exactly. And that's the thing for me. All I can tell you about all of my years, 10 years of covering Liverpool forensically, and what, probably 31 as being a football fan of watching football on a pretty consistent basis. All I know, I can apply from that, is that you just need to win as many games of football as possible this season. I can't tell you how you need to go about doing it, because everyone else who's supposed to be the shine, there are no shining examples. Who's your shining example? Show me a football team that's doing it better.
Bayern.
Well, it took a last-minute fucking goal for them to squeak a fucking result tonight again. You know what I mean? They're not doing much better than what we're doing. And if they are, there's your one. There's your champions of Europe. Who are your example? Most of the teams are probably turning around and look at us and going, Liverpool are actually probably still on course to win the two biggest honours in Europe without a defence, and having only just managed to get a goalie in fucking nets during this time as well. I'd say we're doing all right. Right, thank you. Thank you everyone who's left a comment. Thank you everyone who's subscribed. Thank you to all of our brand new YouTube members as well. There's tons of additional content across all of our platforms. The full meat and drink package is available on the redmentv.com, where if you like podcast content, all of our best content is available in podcast form, so you can take it on the go with you in your native podcast and apps. The video content's there. There's loads of additional features, interviews, documentaries, and more to keep you covered on every aspect of Liverpool Football Club, weekly shows and amazing features as well. If you want one bonus show, it's the Weekend Final Word show. That is for YouTube members at Tier 2 and Tier 3, Club Captain and Club Legend. And we've also got a whole host of things. So if you want to support what we're doing here on the Red Men, you can do anything just as simple as leaving likes or leaving 5-star reviews on podcasting apps. And we've got a wonderful range of 10-year anniversary merchandise. And we've got a book out celebrating the fact that there was a little spell last year where Liverpool were the champions of everything. The second Red Men TV book, Champions of Everything, is available for sale right now. It comes in two editions, the standard edition and the special edition, which comes signed with a custom message of your choice and with a limited edition Red Men TV sticker pack as well. The book is huge. It is A4 size and it is chock full of insight. Photographs from around the world following the mighty Reds, who were reigning European champions, who won the Super Cup, who became champions of the world, and then capped it all off with a 19th league title, becoming champions of England. The book looks at the highs, lows, absolute insanity and bitterness of rival fans, and some of the craziness from our own fan base as well along the way. It is available now on the Red Men TV store. Get involved.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.